Hello and welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today because we're covering one of the most satisfying topics in your Combined Science course, the preparation of hydrated copper sulfate crystals. When you do this experiment in the lab, you end up with gorgeous, jewel-like, deep blue crystals. It's one of those moments where chemistry feels genuinely magical. By the end of this podcast, you'll know the full method, understand the chemistry behind every step, and know exactly what examiners are looking for. Let's start with the big picture. This experiment sits within topic 3, chemical change. The key idea is neutralisation, an acid reacting with a base to form a salt and water. We're reacting dilute sulfuric acid with copper oxide, a metal oxide base. The salt we make is copper sulfate, formula CuSO4. The hydrated form, CuSO4.5H2O, contains 5 water molecules per formula unit, giving those beautiful blue crystals. Heat them strongly and they turn white. That's anhydrous copper sulfate. Now let's walk through the method step by step. Step 1. Heat the acid in a water bath. Place dilute sulfuric acid in a beaker and heat it using a water bath, not a Bunsen burner directly underneath. Why a water bath? Because it heats gently and evenly, with a maximum temperature of 100 degrees Celsius. This prevents overheating and decomposition of the copper sulfate. Water bath equals controlled, safe heating. That's the examiner's answer. Step 2. Add excess copper oxide. Add black copper oxide powder a little at a time, stirring continuously. The critical word is excess. Why excess? To ensure all the sulfuric acid reacts. If acid remains, your product is impure. Excess copper oxide guarantees the acid is the limiting reagent, all used up. You'll know it's complete when copper oxide stops dissolving and black solid remains at the bottom, while the solution turns blue. The word equation? Copper oxide plus sulfuric acid gives copper sulfate plus water. The balanced symbol equation, CuO plus H2SO4 gives CuSO4 plus H2O. Learn both, they're worth marks. Step 3, filtration. You now have a blue solution with excess black copper oxide solid. Set up a filter funnel with filter paper over a conical flask and pour the mixture through. The filtrate, the blue copper sulfate solution, passes through. The solid copper oxide stays behind as the residue. You're left with a clear blue solution. Perfect. Step 4. Evaporation and crystallization. Pour the blue solution into an evaporating basin and heat gently over a water bath. You're concentrating the solution, but don't evaporate to dryness. Heat until crystals start forming at the edges of the basin, then remove from heat and allow to cool slowly. As it cools, copper sulfate crystallizes out of solution. Slow cooling gives larger, more regular crystals. Step 5. Collect and dry the crystals. Filter off the crystals from the remaining solution and dry them gently between sheets of filter paper at low temperature. Do not overheat. That drives off the water of crystallization, turning your blue hydrated crystals white. And there you have it. Pure, dry, hydrated copper sulfate crystals. CuSO4.5H2O.
Now, let's talk about exam technique, because knowing the method is only half the battle. Examiners ask about this practical in specific ways. Let me walk you through the most common question types and exactly how to answer them. Question type 1. Explain why excess copper oxide is added. 2 marks. First, to ensure all the acid reacts. Second, because the excess copper oxide can be removed by filtration, leaving a pure solution. A common mistake is just saying to make sure the reaction is complete without explaining what that means. Be specific. Say no acid remains in the solution. That earns the mark. Question type 2. State the purpose of the water bath. 1 mark. Answer, to heat gently and control temperature, preventing overheating and decomposition of the copper sulfate. To heat it safely is too vague. Say why it's safer. It prevents overheating. Question type 3. Describe how you would obtain pure dry crystals from the copper sulfate solution.
4 or 5 marks. Cover, evaporate in an evaporating basin over a water bath until crystals form at the edges. Remove from heat and allow to cool. Filter off the crystals. Dry between sheets of filter paper. That's your 4 marks. Don't forget the drying step. It's the one candidates most often miss. Question type 4. What would happen if the solution was evaporated to dryness? Answer, the crystals would decompose, losing water of crystallization, and turn white, forming anhydrous copper sulfate. This separates A-grade students from the rest. Now, command words. If the question says state, give a short factual answer. Describe, say what happens step by step, using correct vocabulary. Explain, say why, using the word because. Suggest, apply your knowledge logically to a new situation. Let's cover the most common mistakes. Mistake 1, not adding excess copper oxide. The word excess is critical. Without it, you won't get the mark. Mistake 2, saying you heat directly with a Bunsen burner during evaporation. You must use a water bath. Direct heating risks overheating and decomposition. Mistake 3, forgetting to filter before evaporating. You must filter first to remove the excess solid. Mistake 4, evaporating to dryness. Stop when crystals form at the edges, then cool. Mistake 5, forgetting to dry the crystals. The question asks for pure and dry. No mention of drying, no mark. Now, my favourite part, the quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question 1. What is the word equation for this reaction? Answer. Copper oxide plus sulfuric acid gives copper sulfate plus water. Question 2. Why is excess copper oxide added? Answer. To ensure all the sulfuric acid reacts, so no acid remains in the final solution. Question 3. What is the purpose of the water bath? Answer. To heat gently and control temperature, preventing overheating and decomposition. Question 4. What happens if you evaporate the solution to dryness? Answer. The crystals decompose, losing water of crystallization, and turn white, forming anhydrous copper sulfate. Question 5. Name the piece of apparatus used to collect the filtrate. Answer. A conical flask with filter funnel and filter paper. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If you missed some, go back and reread those sections. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. The preparation of hydrated copper sulfate crystals is a neutralization reaction between copper oxide, a base, and dilute sulfuric acid. The 5 key stages. 1. Heat the acid in a water bath. 2. Add excess copper oxide and stir until no more dissolves. 3. Filter to remove excess copper oxide. 4. Evaporate the filtrate over a water bath until crystals begin to form, then cool. And 5. Filter and dry the crystals. Formula, CuSO4.5H2O. Balanced equation, CuO plus H2SO4 gives CuSO4 plus H2O. 3 big exam points. Excess copper oxide ensures all acid reacts. The water bath prevents overheating and never evaporates to dryness. That's everything for today. Close this podcast, grab a piece of paper, and try to write out the full method from memory. Good luck with your revision. You've got this.